بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي بكرة نفيع بن الحارث رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الزمان قد استدار كهيئته وما خلق الله السماوات والأرض، السنة 12 شهرا، منها 4 حرم، 3 متواليات، ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم ورجب مضر الذي بين جمادى وشعبان. Excellent hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nufay' ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that time has revolved, zamana, time has revolved, kahayatihi yawma khalaqallahu samawati wal ard, like how it is since Allah ta'ala created the skies and the earth. Rasulullah sallam explains that Allah ta'ala created time, and in time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made out year. And a year. And in this year, or a year comprises of 12 months. So this has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since He created the skies and the earth, and Allah created time and age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that time will revolve, and there will be so many months that will pass, so many hours, so many minutes. So like that, Allah ta'ala has kept in 1 year 12 months. This has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From these 12 months, 4 are known as arba'atu hurum. They are the sacred months. Sacred months meaning in the time of Jahiliyyah also, the Arabs would not fight with one another in those months. Those months were held in great respect by even the people of the Arabs at that time. They would not fight and wage war with one another. ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ. Three came consecutively. That is, ذُو الْقَعْدَ, ذُو الْحِجَّ, and Muharram. These 3 months come consecutively. And the fourth month, which was held very sacred among them, was Rajab. And in the hadith is mentioned as وَرَجَبُ مُضَرٌ. Mudar was a tribe of the Arabs. But why has Rajab been linked to Mudar? Why it has been said Rajab of Mudar? Because this Mudar tribe, they were such a tribe from all the tribe, from all the Arab tribes, they respected the month of Rajab most or more than the other tribes. And therefore it was then attributed to the Mudar tribe. So 3 months were together and then Rajab. So 4 months in total were held in high esteem amongst the Arabs even before Islam. And they would not wage war. However, when they found that this could not keep up to the demands and the desires, they began to change the time and months, and they began to delay Rajab, for example, and they would prolong another month, or they would bring another month in place of Rajab, so that they could wage a war and fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the farewell pilgrimage, he made very clear that a year comprises of 12 months, and these are the months. In other words, nobody can interplay and interchange or confuse the months now. Then Rasulullah SAW asked the Sahaba, أَيُّ شَهْرٍ هَذَا? What month is this? قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Sahaba knew it was Dhul Hijjah, but they were afraid that perhaps now Rasulullah SAW asking such a question, that which month is this? Perhaps he is going to call it some other name. فَسَكَّتَ Rasulullah SAW remained silent. حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّيهِ بِغِيرِ اسْمِهِ. We actually believe that now Rasulullah SAW is going to give Dhul Hijjah another name. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ ذَا الْحِجَّةِ? Rasulullah said, is it not Dhul Hijjah? قُلْنَا بَلَى. We said, yes. قَالَ وَأَيُّ بَلَدٍ هَذَا? Which city, which place is this? قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمْ. We said, Allah and His Rasul know best. فَسَكَتَ Rasulullah SAW remained silent. حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّيهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. We thought he's going to change the name now of Makkah to something else. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ الْبَلْدَةَ? Is this not Makkah? قُلْنَا بَلَى. We said, yes, indeed, it is Makkah. قَالَ فَأَيُّ يَوْمٍ هَذَا? Then he asked, which day is this? So remember, they were in the plains of Mina and Arafat, but of course, it's part of Makkah. So therefore, Rasulullah mentioned, which month, which place? He said, it is Makkah. Then he asked, which day is it? قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمْ. Sahaba said, Allah and His Rasul know best. فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّيهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. Same thing happened, Rasulullah remained silent, and we thought that now he's going to give it another name. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ? This is not Yawmun Nahar, the day of sacrifice. قُلْنَا بَلَا. We said yes. قَالَ فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا وَسَتَلْقَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُكُمْ أَنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ أَلَا فَلَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْدِي كُفَّارًا يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ. This hadith came previously a few days back, in which Rasulullah SAW, in the favor of pilgrimage, he says, verily your blood, your lives, your wealth, and your honor and dignity, it is prohibited upon you. In other words, it is sacred, كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sanctity of this day, that is, يَوْمُ النَّحَرْ, فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا, in the sacred city of Makkah, فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا, in the sacred month of the Hijjah. So just as this month, this place, and this day is so honored, respected, sacred, like that a Muslim's life, his property, and his integrity is sacred. Rasulullah then said that Allah, soon you will meet your Rabb, and He will question you regarding your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Behold, do not return, don't go back as renegades and disbelievers by killing one another. Person who kills somebody unjustly, without any reason, then there is a high possibility that he leaves the fold of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests, abhors, Allah prohibits killing a person unjustly. So, in Rasulullah said, do not turn renegade, do not become kuffar by striking the necks of one another. Ala liyuballighi shahidu al-ghaib. Nabi Kareem said, behold, beware, hearken, listen. Those who are present here on the plains of Arafat, the person who is present, he should pass on this message to that the person who is not here, who is not present, who is absent. فَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَ مَنْ يَبْلُغُهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَوْعَى لَهُ مِنْ بَعْضِ مَنْ سَمِعَهُ. And the reason for this is, of course, one is for him to get a message. And Rasulullah said that perhaps the person to whom this message is transmitted and it is passed on to, he'll be more preserving and more memorizing of this message than some of you who have heard it. In other words, some narration they mentioned that he will be able to understand it better. Sometimes a person hears a talk, but he didn't understand the purport of that talk or that whatever the person was saying, but he passed it on to somebody else who was much more intelligent, understanding, and he got a better and fuller understanding of what was said. So this is one benefit of tabligh, of passing on something that you heard. So long as you pass it on exactly how you have heard it. You shouldn't add anything or subtract or delete anything. Exactly how you heard it, you pass it on to somebody else. And that somebody else who you pass it on to, perhaps he is aw'a. Aw'a in Arabic means more preserving, more memorizing. He's got a better understanding of what has been said. Then Rasulullah said, Ala hal ballaghtu. Have I not passed on this message? Ala hal ballaghtu. Have I not made tabligh of this deen? قلنا نعم. We said yes. قال اللهم شهد. Oh Allah, you bear witness to this. متفق عليه. Now remember, we're doing the chapter on zulam and oppression, and therefore also mentioned this part of this hadith is mentioned in this chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought it to show this part, that your wealth, your property, your integrity, it is sacred. No person can usurp your wealth. No person can take away your honor and dishonor you. All this will tend to amount to oppression. عن أبي أسامة إياس بن ثعلب الحارثي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه فقد أوجب الله له النار وحرم عليه الجنة فقال رجل وإن كان شيئا يسيرا يا رسول الله فقال وإن قضيبا من أراك رواه مسلم. Whoever usurps the right of any Muslim person, whoever takes away or tramples on the right of any Muslim person just by taking a yameen, an oath, a promise. You see, qasam, or qasam in the name of Allah, this belongs to me, or this is mine. You took a false oath, and by taking the false oath, people around you believed you, whereas the right was somebody else's. So you took a false oath, and you took away the right of a Muslim person, then Allah Ta'ala will make Jahannam wajib for you. Allah will make Jahannam compulsory for you. In other words, you will enter into Jahannam. وَحَرَّمَ عَلِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will make Jannat, paradise, haram upon you. May Allah protect us. So a person said, even though it may be something very small, شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا, nothing very big, I didn't take his $1,000 away. Just maybe a small thing, some small item. That too, I won't enter into paradise. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah said, "Wa in qadiban min araq," even though it may be a twig of the araq tree. How we have a tree, a branch, a small branch, a small twig. Even if it is that amount also, if you usurp somebody's property, you took away his haq, kisi ka haq ko mar diya, then this will be the result. Imagine, in this world, so many people have not even given, distributed the inheritance correctly. Sisters have been deprived, aunts have been deprived, masum children have been deprived. And we just continue with our lavish lives on the day of Qiyamah. Wa in qadiban min araq, even though if it is a twig of the araq tree, that amount also, then Allah Ta'ala makes Jahannam compulsory for the person. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us a true understanding of these ahadith so we can emulate it and bring it to our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.